This episode is brought to you in part by Wholehearted Love, a new book by Caleb and Stephanie Rouse. Overcome the barriers that hold you back in your relationships with God and with others, and delight in feeling safe, seen, and loved with Wholehearted Love. For more information, go to Tyndale.com.
Welcome to day 5 of the 21-day gratitude series here on Grace Enough Podcast. We started yesterday talking about the impact intentional gratitude practice has on your brain. I shared 2 Bible verses that demonstrate the advancements in brain science have been God's science all along. Or shall I say, God's idea all along. I'm going to share the final 4 verses today, in addition to some commentary that demonstrates how those verses are connected to neuroplasticity, or our brain's ability to adapt and change. All of the verses that I'm reading come from the English Standard Version. Colossians 3:2. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. And Colossians 3:10, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. The phrases set your mind on things above and renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator confirm that what we focus on matters. And brain science affirms that what we focus on, what we give our attention to, has a profound impact on the physical structure of our brains. And that physical structure impacts our attitudes and actions. So in light of gratitude, what we can say is that if we focus on gratitude, if we give our attention to things we are grateful for and people we are grateful for and God's creation that we are grateful for and God's work in, around, and through us that we are grateful for, it will have a profound impact on the physical structure of our brains. And it is practicing these verses from Colossians 3. It is setting our minds on things above and renewing our minds in knowledge after the image of God, our Creator. Ephesians 4:22 through 24. To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. The phrase renewed in the spirit of your minds from Ephesians 4:23 emphasizes the importance of shedding our old selves and being renewed in the Spirit of God in our minds. Brain science corroborates this truth, revealing that our brains can shed old neural pathways and create new ones through repeated thoughts and behaviors. As we intentionally focus on godly virtues and principles, our brain's neural connections are strengthened, leading to positive transformations in our character and actions. And gratitude practice falls into that category of godly virtues and principles. The last verse is 2 Corinthians 4:16. So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. The phrase inner self being renewed day by day is talking about the sanctification process of Christ in our bodies and in our brains. And as I've already stated, our brains can shed old neural pathways and create new ones through repeated thoughts and behaviors. It's part of the reason why God asks us to remember all that He has done for us. In that remembering, it strengthens the neural pathways in our brain, reminding us in hard times that God is faithful, that God does not leave us or forsake us. And so I share all of this to say that advancements in brain science provide compelling evidence of God's intricate design in creating our brains. And so as you integrate gratitude in your journey with Jesus, you experience the spiritual benefits of drawing closer to God, and you enjoy the neurobiological advantages of a more positive and resilient mindset. Gratitude is a tool to help you live out Mark 12, verse 30. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind and with all of your strength. Again, this doesn't mean we deny or suppress our emotions. Rather, gratitude invites us to hold our feelings and experiences in the context of faith and hope, finding strength in God's presence, even amidst the valley of the shadow of death. And so let's close today with another gratitude practice that can be found at graceenoughpodcast.com/free gratitude practice. You can download those at any time and join us on this journey. This particular practice can be found in week 1, day 5. Set a 2-minute timer, or if you're driving or walking, I'm going to let the music play for 2 minutes. And I ask you to ponder this: His love endures forever. Spend 2 minutes if you're in a place where you can journal a few words of thanks to God for His enduring love. I encourage you to do that. Again, if you're driving or walking while listening to this, just ponder that phrase and begin to give thanks to God out loud for His enduring love. His love endures forever. Lord Jesus, we thank You for Your enduring love. We thank You that when we sit and when we rise, Your love endures forever. God, thank You that when we are in dark times, when we are in joyful times, that Your love endures forever. God, thank You that when we have strayed far from the path that You have for us, that Your love endures forever. Thank you that you leave the 99 to find the one, and that in the world we live in, that is nothing but pure grace. God, we thank you that your love will endure long after we are no longer here. In Jesus' name, amen.